what makes you think you could do music?
Yeah, because the first person that attracted me to music was Patra.
Ah!
That girl. You know.
Do you know who Patra is? Do you know who Patra is? He doesn't fucking know doesn't who Patra is. He's all these millennials. You know who Patra is.
You know, Patra.
I am a Roman.
Yeah. To my something baby, like, wow. I love all Patra songs. You know,
Patra was your big inspiration.
Biggest inspiration. Then I love Patra.
Shout out to Patra. I'm sure she's somewhere in Jamaica.
Yes,
yeah,
she now has a restaurant. So I still follow up.
You still follow up?
Yes.
But why do you like Patra?
Yeah, because
it's not because of the music.
It's because of the music.
Patra has a crazy sex appeal.
Sex appeal. Her lyrics mad. She knows how to say dirty words without saying dirty words. Same to Niniola. Niniola knows how to code words. That's why Niniola reminds me of Patra.
Well, Patra gets some crazy wine. Patra wine for
mad,
you.
Mad. Oh. I love Patra's sound. Then from Patra, then I start moving to Snoop Dogg. Mother was the case that they gave me. Water.
Duck so, Pound.
Yeah, from Snoop Dogg, then that introduced me to Dr. Dre. Then from Dr. Dre to Eminem.
Wow.
Oh, I love Eminem.
So all your influences are strictly Western?
Yeah, just Western.
Wow.
Yes, just Western. Then Idris Abdul Karim. Shout out to Idris Abdul Karim.
Baba. Idris on point all the time.
One of the biggest Nigeria, like it's just like a mentor to me. It's not Idris. It's even to today. Idris have the mind to do music and be real. The way in the sound for your music, that's just his way of life.
Yeah,
he's a gangster, like, yeah. You know, don't fuck with, so I love people like that, you know. So for Idris, then after Idris, then Two-Face Dibia.
Good
yeah.
one too.
Yeah, I love Two-Face.
Do you know that in most of your songs you don't really kick verses?
I don't what?
You don't really kick verses.
Kick verses like
you don't. I've not heard any song back in the days,
yeah,
Edge days.
Mm-hmm.
When you come, I know the kind of songs you do.
Are they rap?
Do they rap? Do they kick 16-16? Right? But ever since the fame has been big, you don't do that shit again.
Yeah, I it's because of the movie that I saw and an interview.
Tell me about it.
Yes, I saw an interview of Jackie Chan. It was Jackie Chan himself that changed me to all this vibe that I'm doing.
What?
Yes.
like real Jackie Chan.
The Jackie Chan himself that really changed me to it. Because when Bruce Lee died, then Jackie Chan era came. So they started comparing Bruce Lee to Jackie Chan. So Jackie Chan, the thing I get to Jackie Chan's head, like, okay, you know what? I'll be doing this. Jabba! Wow! Then he noticed that just because he was trying to be Bruce Lee, people are not actually feeling it because they will start comparing to Noah in terms of Bruce Lee. So he now be like, okay, you know what? I will just be on serious with the Bruce Lee vibe. I will just be foolish. I will just be drunken. And that was what came about the Drunken Master.
That's Jet Li.
That was Jackie Chan, the Drunken Master.
Drunken Master was Jackie Chan.
Yeah. Wow. So he's doing the Bruce Lee.
But before Jackie Chan came into play,
yeah,
Jet Li was there.
He was there.
Jet Li was before Jackie Chan.
Jet Li was a monk.
Jackie Chan before
after
Bruce Lee.
It was Jackie Chan.
After Bruce Lee was Jet Li.
No, even Jackie Chan was in one of Bruce Lee's movie.
For real?
Yeah. It was one of Bruce Lee's movie, but people don't know. It was a bad, all those bad people that always come to attack Bruce Lee. Jackie Chan was there. But people don't know. You understand? So it became so unserious. He started adding comedy to his vibe. So people will see Jackie Chan and they will start laughing.
Is Jackie Chan not the real one? Is Jackie Chan not the real one that does all his stunts himself?
Yes, that's Jackie Chan. Yeah.
And you guys think it was after Jet Li?
No, because it's Jet Li. Jackie Chan came before Jet Li.
Wow.
Yes. A lot.
I know you know. So what exactly did he say that made you feel like?
I feel like how this rap thing that rap taking slow it down a bit and become playful with the vibe. If you want to try it, but major more baby stripper, then I started trying to baby stripper. I was just playing, I was talking, yeah. I was doing the alcoholic talking style. That people now call the shaku vibe. It was an alcohol because of the drunken vibe that I studied from Jackie Chan. So even movie was part of what influences my style.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And it's still working today. So people don't really anything I do, people are asleep case. And just see us. And so I can actually do something and get away with it. Because I'm not actually like serious, like you know, I'll just be around, just be somewhere else doing something stupid, and I'll still be staying relevant with that stupid things. So even if I'm not in the sky like my mates and all these big celebrities, I'm a major turbulence in the sky. I'm still there, but I'm not there.
But I noticed something on your bio.
Yeah.
You didn't classify yourself as a rapper.
Yeah.
You said Nigeria's number one hype man.
Yes, with hit songs. They are all hype men. But I am the major hype man. The first hype man.
True.
The first hype man that Wizkid will work with. If not the first street artist. Whiskey featuring, that's big, that's too big for me. But it happened by miracle.
That
still look like my Grammy because the first time I saw Wizkid, he just shook me and said, it was just tweeting. He says, I'm a ganja. When I saw that tweet, says, I'm a ganja, I could not even sleep.
Like, he tweeted, since I'm a ganja.
Yes, we tweeted. Lamba, it's because I love Wiz.
There's something about Wiz that I've noticed. If Wiz see that somebody is controlling the streets, he knows how to connect. He don't talk much. If he just, you remember that guy? What's his name? Your blood will dry.
Yeah, that Tupac Amaru.
Tupac Amaru. When Wizzy posted, he just posted his face, and that was it. It was the same thing he did to this dude.
He just tweeted Sesame Ganja, and everybody started looking for Sesame Ganja. You know, he has this glow that it can rub off on you. The way it rub off on you, just take it like that. You get me. So when I saw that tweet, I'd be like, blah blah blah. Then I was recording. It's a banker that night. Then one of my friends told me that okay, they are going to a co hotel to meet someone. So I followed them to a co-hotel. Then I saw DJ Any Money. Any Money already talked about the song that okay, we'll do something together. So when I saw Any Money, be like, Sass is downstairs with a co-hotel with Tiwa Savage.
Shout out to Any Money.
Yeah, let me come and greet Sass and Tiwa. So we just moved down. We saw them doing and producing that beat. That beat is not even meant to be coding diet. Yeah, they were just working on a beat. So I reminisce was there. But it's not meant to be coding diet. So people say, Wale, I'm going to move on. See what's happening? Nobody called me. So the night I recorded is a banger. It's the same night I did Coding Diet.
It's a banger with Bangali.
Yes. It was that night I did Coding Diet. So I recorded that day. I worked overnight.
Wow.
Yes.
They just tell you, say, Sas, they downstairs. And see what they did. Yeah. You just come and say, I.
Come and say, I. It was anyone that now took me there to come and meet them.
Okay.
Wally. So I was just like, hey, Baba. So they love that energy.
Hmm.
Wow, this is a different energy. See, hype. And see what I've heard of Gojozundi. They'll be like, wow. Okay. Ah, but so they now left because, you know, we were already talking. So I think it was Savage to, she was telling, she and, Spinner, they are saying something.
Spinner.
So okay, just move out. Okay, let's talk about something. Yeah. So they were saying something outside then. Reminisce to left for like 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. So me and Sas.
Just day.
Sas. I said, we'll sleep because I'm here. I see this beat down. Boom. Say something, Ganja. Was I record the learning?
Slow down, let go.
Titi, what will by 20? Wow! I love this song. Let's record this.
Just like that. Wow.
And that's how it.
Do you see how things work? He didn't even have an idea.
I don't even know that. That's what I'm going to do. That's good.
Hmm.
Yeah. So sometimes if we say, this one blow you, that one blow you. It is not man. Man cannot blow man. It has to be God.
But
it's God,
even literally, literally, it doesn't even make sense. Make man blow man.
It's not possible. Everything is map. Look at that. The moment is your time.
It's like me blowing you.
You can, how can you?
I cannot blow you.
I can't. Are you?
How would I blow you?
Man cannot blow man.
It is not a man's job to blow a man.
It is God that will send an angel to come and blow
you.
That is why girls are always regarded as angels. So that is the way it is. So if it is your time, God always find a way to arrange people that will work with you to elaborate that glory. So people say, "Now this one blame." No, it is God's timing. So tomorrow to you better be eclipsing it. You have to wait again till it turn back to you again. It's not, don't force it. It will definitely. I didn't even know how to work with you. I don't know how to work with Whiskey. I just had a dream one day in my factory. We talked about it, African steel. I was working in Africa, say, we eat the, you know, all this steel metal company. You see, so I just took a nap and sleep for 15 minutes. And I had a dream. And that was like 18 years ago that I was on stage with Whiskey. Now, so I wake up, say,
Wait. Whiskey was popping 18 years ago.
That was always 18. Yeah, it should be 18. Because more that was 2000.
Is Whiskey using wait, football
age? That was was that that was 2007 or 2008. I don't know. What's that? Nibaoni.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's a long time. Yeah.
That's a very long time. Probably 13 or 14. I don't know. About it was that time Whiskey sang All At Your Boy.
All At Your Boy. Yeah. It should be around that.
Oh, Gene
Weasel. Of course, we know.
It should be around that time.
Vampire.
I love we are.
When you're vampire.
See, young boy, it's you. I saw myself. I told my friend more.
So what did you see in the dream?
I saw myself on stage.
Performing
with Wizzy. And I told my friends, oh, more. So, calculate 2011 to 2010. How many years ago?
That's 11 years.
I should say 11 years ago.
Yeah, 11.
It was 11 years ago. So I now woke up to my friend, oh, more. I saw myself with Wizzy. Nobody, look at this village, man. Allah, where you on the only melody, yeah, go. And then I was around, popping the fame in the cool, the pedal.
But you know you're a dreamer.
Yeah, I dream.
You're a dreamer. Yeah. You dream a lot. There are times you call me, Baba. Mulala koni.
Okay, yeah, yeah. You know, I told you.
He's a dreamer. Yeah, you still told me
one
day. He's a dreamer. He will tell you, I dreamt about this, I dreamt about this.
I told you,
most times when he says it, it comes to pass.
Oh, geez, coming back.
Yeah.
And then we blew. I told about that dream.
Yeah.
So when I saw Whiskey, I'd be like, they were laughing at me, SMK, say, blah, 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 blah. So now, I'm going to take back. Okay? One of my friends just hit me. SMK, you remember that dream that you dreamt? When I saw you with Twiz, I was crying. See, this guy saw that vision many years ago.
You had the dream 11 years ago.
So 11 years
and
ago.
And it happened.
It happened after 11 years. So, you know, God was showing me 11 years to come, but I was not ready for that 11 years. So I have to pass through the map to be ready for that year.
Continue watching full episode on JaBless Original Intelligence Podcast YouTube channel. Please click subscribe to our channel. Like and comment on our videos. Thanks for watching.
Oh, my name is JaBless.